on SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Well, it's a five-time Olympian. When he's not carrying the flag, he's carrying his team at the Olympics. When he's not carrying his team, he's carrying his commentary team. But he'll be back, no doubt, doing the commentary at the Tokyo Olympics. Andrew Gaze has been good enough to join us 100 days out from the start of the Tokyo Games. Welcome to you, Gaze. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dwayne. No, it's just very, very exciting. 100 days, how quickly it's gone, albeit it's a five-year term, a little bit beyond the normal four, but looking forward to it and excited about the prospect for both our Opals and Boomers.
So talk me through the squads that Australia is looking to assemble, and obviously those that are in the squad now are hoping they're going, but the squad's going to be cut a little, so there's going to be a few that are going to be disappointed. Who of the locals are still a chance, do you think, to go to Tokyo, and how many of our NBA stars are going to put their hand up and say, yeah, we are going, even if their team goes deep into the playoffs in the NBA?
Well, that's going to be the big question, I think, when you think of players like Joe Ingles in particular, Patty Mills, maybe the San Antonio Spurs, not expected to go too deep into the playoffs, so hopefully Patty will be available. And then in the East, you've got Ben Simmons, who is the Philadelphia 76ers doing really well. I think most people think the Nets are going to get over the line, but if you look at the dates and the NBA playoffs, and I believe the worst case scenario with the playoffs is that they go all the way through to, I think it's about the 21st or the 20th of July, and the Olympics start on the 23rd. So it's a very, very quick turnaround if those players involved in the NBA get to the championship series, or even if you consider a week or two earlier than that, if they're eliminated in the conference finals, it's still not a lot of time to prepare. So that is something that Brian Goorjian's going to have to deal with, because the uncertainty about player availability, and that may open up some opportunities for either some of the players playing in Europe or some of the players playing here in the NBL.
So the USA, every country is going to have the same thing happen. So when the squads have to be picked, the squads have to be picked 2 weeks out from the Olympic Games. Are they going to open it up where you can change your squad? So if Joe Ingles all of a sudden goes all the way, or Ben Simmons is playing in the final, the NBA final, and he goes all the way to, you know, 2 days before the Olympics, but he puts his hand up to say, I want to play at the Olympic Games. Can you then arrive in Tokyo 3 days into the Games?
Yeah, my understanding, and it may be different this time around, but you do actually have to announce your team quite a considerable time. It might be a month or so. I can't remember the exact date, but it is a considerable amount of time prior to the start of the Games at the Olympics. However, if there are some extraordinary circumstances or exceptional circumstances where someone gets injured, there is still provision for where players can be replaced. So I think with the uncertainty across the board, and like you mentioned, even for Team USA, albeit that that's going to be right on the end of the playoffs, is going to be very, very close to the Olympics. If all of a sudden you take the scenario that LeBron James says, well, you know what, we finished a week earlier, I know they picked the team, but I'm now available, I doubt very much they're going to turn around and say, well, big fella, sorry, you had to have your name in 2 weeks ago. You can't show up. That's not going to happen. So I think players are going to have to stay ready. I think there's going to be a number of contingencies that have to be put in place. But because we don't want to hope for the worst for our NBA players either. We don't want to be cheering that Joe Ingles doesn't get through to the championship series, or Ben Simmons, or Patty Mills, or whoever it may be. We want them to have successful NBA campaigns as well.
So speaking of the NBA, who do you like still, and what are you thinking right now? Because we're in this sort of middle patch of games where it seems to be game after game after game, and even waiting for players to come back from injury, but knowing that they're probably going to hold back and make sure they time their run for the playoffs to perfection, rather than come back early and risk not being there for the playoffs, like James Harden, etc.
Well, that's right. And this year, it's a little bit different, Dwayne, because those teams that are are the playoffs are extended all the way through to a 10th place. They've got this play-in situation, which we saw last season, where teams from 7 to 10 will go into series to play in to make the top 8. So because of that, I think there is a lot more teams that aren't going through that process of resting players or taking it easy, because that cutoff point, unless you're in that top 6, it's a lot tighter than what it normally is. But when you think of the top teams in the East, it's all about the Philadelphia 76ers and Brooklyn Nets. The Milwaukee Bucks have been good, but those two teams in particular are the ones that most people are considering that one of those will eventually come out of the East. And in the West, it is a logjam. Utah have been extraordinary. They've only lost 14 games all season, and the same with Phoenix. Phoenix finished last season in exceptionally good form, and they've carried that on. And those two are currently 1-2. Who would have predicted that at the start of the season, that Utah would be 1 and Phoenix would be 2? We all thought they were going to be good, but not this good. And then it's the Lakers and Clippers are the next best. And you can't dismiss the Denver Nuggets as well with Jokic and all the great things he's doing. So the West is the one where there's an element of uncertainty, but I still think the Lakers, when they get their players back, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, that they're going to be hard to beat.
Hey, a question without notice here. Bryce Cotton did it again last night. Perth Wildcats defeating New Zealand. Bryce turning it on in the second half. It's almost, I don't want to draw the Dustin Martin analogy, but that's what Bryce does. He turns it on when he needs to turn it on. And, you need 3 threes in a row, boys. Here you go.
Job done.
You've seen the greatest imports ever to come to this country. Is it wrong to not start mentioning Bryce in that equation these days?
Well, he's certainly worthy of the conversation, that's for sure. Yeah, you see what he's done in big games. You see the titles that he's won in a relatively short period of time. So he is absolutely worthy of being in that conversation. But if you're asking me now, and it's always one of those things, there's no right or wrong answer, but is he the best import to ever play in our game? In my opinion, no, he's not. I think Leroy Loggins was an absolute superstar that really helped transform our league, and his impact that he had with the Bulls for the long term. But also, he came out here and he hit West Adelaide, won a title with them as well, won 3 titles and was just extraordinary. To me, he is the best. Now, I'm biased because he was one of my heroes when I was growing up, and I loved him to death. But along the journey, there's been some absolute great ones. And, Leonard Copeland is a good friend of mine, and I'm biased, but he's right up in that conversation as well. But Bryce, he has been extraordinary. We're grateful to have him. And last night, he had to pull out some magic in order to get the Wildcats across the line in overtime. 1.7 seconds left, he dropped the 3. And poor old Will McDowell, I don't know if you saw the game, but Will McDowell White for the New Zealand Breakers, 1.7 seconds left, a point up, and he's got 2 free throws. He makes the first. He tries to intentionally miss the second. So when you've got a free throw, you have to hit the rim.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, he actually made the basket. And it's unfortunate because under those circumstances, that allowed the Perth Wildcats to call a timeout. They advanced the ball. And Bryce, it gets an opportunity to show us some more magic. So it was a great finish, a great game, and Bryce certainly enhanced his reputation with the performance that he put up with 34 points, going scoreless. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dwayne. I think he was scoreless in the first quarter.
Yeah, 5 to half time. Yeah.
5 at half time, and he ends up with 34, if you don't mind. Please. Extraordinary.
Yeah, it is a delight. Hey, Gazy, great to have you. Bounce, how are the boys going on Bounce? You're on again this Sunday, no doubt.
It is, and we've got our sprint. We've got a sprint race coming up.
I've heard about this, yes.
I can't believe that I think you're on the short list, but for whatever reason, you gave us the kyber and said, no, that's not for me.
You did me a disservice. What about the secret camera stuff you had with me last week and my coffee?
How was that? Well, you know, Dwayne, the thing about you, my friend, there's no one more prepared, both with the material and research to provide, but your dietary requirements before the game, how you are not on full-blown insulin on a regular basis and diabetes, the sugar and caffeine intake, mate, is something to behold. But hey, it gets the job done. It gets you up and about, and that's what we love to hear.
And before I let you go, it's going to be a bit weird not having an opening ceremony with the grandstands. Well, we're not even going to have an opening ceremony with empty grandstands. No flag bearer. It's going to be a sort of a weird start to the Olympics. What do you make of that kind of weird thing we're going to have? Well, just got to cope with it, obviously, because it's COVID.
Of course we do. But I thought there was still going to be some honorary appointments, although they may not be open, you know, in the opening ceremony and doing that. I thought that there might be still those appointments would be made. Right. Maybe I'm wrong. I
well, there could
be.
So we'll name a flag bearer, even though they won't be carrying a flag.
An honorary flag. Yes. That's my understanding, but I may be mistaken. But to me, that would be the right thing to do. And it is disappointing, but from my position, to think that we're actually going to have an Olympic Games, that these athletes that have trained a lifetime to have this opportunity are still going to get to compete, I think we just got to be grateful for that. And sure, there's certain things that we're going to have to compromise on, but for most athletes, they're one and done. They get one chance at the Olympic Games, and they've trained a lifetime for this opportunity. So we just got to make the most of it, and I'm sure, or despite all the challenges that are faced, it's still going to be a very, very rewarding and successful Games. And, well, that's what we're hoping for anyway.
Was that an accidental self-congratulation there? For most people, it's one and done when it comes to the Olympics. And, of course, you competed at five.
No, I'm just saying that it would have been a shame if you don't have Olympics, because most, a lot of athletes, you only get one chance at it.
That's right. Not everyone gets five, do they?
No. Well, I was extremely spoiled and very grateful for that. And basketball aren't the norm. Basketball is, you do see people that go to a couple or a few.
Yeah.
And then some.
The really good ones go to a couple.
But no, they're very lucky ones. They're very, very lucky ones, Dwayne. I get to go to more than that. But it's I have great sympathy and empathy for what they're going through, because when you think these athletes, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, usually somewhere between 4 to 6 hours a day, you're training your entire life for this moment. And to have that under the uncertainty of actually getting the opportunity to fulfill that dream, I can't imagine how painful that would be for a lot of athletes. But so whatever it takes for these individuals that are doing some extraordinary things to have this chance is what is the most important thing.
Great to have you, Gazy. Can't wait to see you on Bounce on Sunday night. I'll catch you into the studio. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good man, Dwayne. Thanks a lot, pal.
The greatest of all time. Did I mention he was a 5-time Olympian? Andrew Gaze. Some athletes only get one once, and lots. The really good ones get two. The sensational ones get three. That man had 5 Olympic Games to his name. Andrew Gaze from a cafe, coffee catch-up. Treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24/7.